Let us offer our most loving and prayerful salutations at the lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan. Dearest Lord, please bless us so that we understand the value of the immense love that you have showered on us and continue to bestow on us every single day, whether we realize it or not, whether we acknowledge it or not. Thank you so much for being with us, Lord. And today, as we move on this bhajan classroom, dear listeners, we will learn a bhajan adoring our Lord as Mother Saraswati. The first line of this bhajan goes like this:
Jai Jai Sai Ma, He Sai Saraswati Ma.
So as always, we will first become familiar with the lyrics of the bhajan and then we'll move on to the raga, the tala, the meaning of its every word. And in the end, you will listen to the complete version of the bhajan and then a short conversation with a member of the Prashanti Bhajan group who was blessed to sing in front of the Lord right from late 70s. He's got some amazing things to share about what Bhagwan has said about bhajan singing. So that is coming up towards the end of the program. For the moment, let's get on with the lyrics.
Jai Jai Sai Ma, He Sai Saraswati Ma, Veena Vadini Ma, Vidya Daini Ma, Mukti Pradaini Ma, Shakti Pradaini Ma, Veena Vadini Ma, Vidya Daini Ma.
Now that we know the lyrics, let's move on to learning to sing this bhajan. You will first hear Brother Ravi Kumar sing every line without any musical accompaniments. Then you will hear Brother Anirudh follow every line. Dear listeners, you too, please join Anirudh so that you can grasp the tune very easily.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale C sharp madhyam. Jai Jai Sai Ma, He Sai Saraswati Ma.
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 Veena Vadini Ma, Vidya Daini Ma.
Vidyadayini Ma,
Veena Vadini Ma, Vidyadayini Ma,
Veena ध्यादायिनी मां,
जय जय साई मां, हे साई सरस्वती मां,
जय जय साई मां, हे साई सरस्वती मां,
मुक्ति प्रदायिनी मां, शक्ति प्रदायिनी 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 मां,
वीणा वादिनी मां, विद्यादायिनी मां,
विद्यादायिनी मां,
वीणावादिनी मां, विद्यादायिनी मां,
वीणावादिनी मां, विद्यादायिनी मां,
जय जय साई मां, हे साई सरस्वती मां।
So that is the lovely composition that you heard in the voices of Ravi Kumar and Anirudh. And now let us learn a little more about what makes this song so beautiful. Anirudh, please go on. Tell us, what are the swaras and the raga behind this lovely bhajan?
Saram Bishu, this is a beautiful bhajan composed in, Rag Parameshwari.
Okay.
There is a Rag Parameshwari which is composed by Pandit Ravi Shankar.
Okay. Oh, he created this raga.
Yeah, he created this raga. Yeah, it's a beautiful raga. And you know the bhajan, it goes to some other raga also and comes back according to our feel and...
Yes. But so, largely based on this.
Yeah, raga. Largely based on this, I guess so. And it also goes Ahir Bhairav touch. Ahir okay. Bhairav, which is Chakravakam in the Carnatic classical music.
Yes.
So first, let me just tell you in brief about Parameshwari.
Sure.
In the Parameshwari raga, you have... Sa Re Re is komal. Ga, ga is also komal, minor ga.
Ma, dha,
dha is shuddh.
Ni,
ni is komal.
Sa, sa ni da ma. Ga re sa.
So in this raga, one strange thing is that there is no pa.
Yes.
And that is the most beautiful way of taking the raga.
Sa re ga ma da ni da re sa re ni da ma ga re sa da ni re sa.
So as and when I sing this raga, actually the phrases which comes to my mind is Ahir Bhairav phrases, because which is commonly sung, and you have so many bhajans composed in Ahir Bhairav, which has pa and it has shuddh ga.
Sa re ga.
Guys, that comes in Ahir Bhairav.
Yes.
Sa re ga ma pa da. Pa ga ma re sa.
This is Ahir Bhairav.
Yes.
Sa re ga ma pa da ni sa.
Sanida Pamagare Sa. In Parameshwari, Sa Re Ga Ma Da Ni Sa. Sanida Magare Sa.
Yes.
So these are the little bit details of both the ragas.
Yes.
And in Parameshwari, there is a song which comes to my mind. It is a Devi song. In the album, I think Bhakti Triveni.
Okay.
Which is sung by so many popular singers, Hariharan, Suresh Vadkar, Pandit Ajoy Chakravarti. So there is one beautiful song in Parameshwari titled Jai Jai Jagat Janani Devi.
Okay.
Yeah, and listeners can go to the internet and search for this song. This song is sung by Pandit Ajoy Chakravarti and Sri Suresh Vadkar. I'll just sing one or two lines of the song.
Please.
Jay Jay Jagat Janani Devi Sura Nar Muni Asur Sevi Bhakti Mukti Dayini Bhaya Harani Kalika Mangala Muda Siddhi Sadani Parva Sharvari Shabadani Tapati Mira Taruna Tarani Kiran Malika Jay Jay Jagat Janani Devi. Wow. Goes like that.
That's beautiful lyrics and beautiful composition.
Yeah.
So I think that really gives us a very good idea of this raga, Parameshwari. So let's move on and learn these swaras, how Parameshwari raga is fit into this specific bhajan.
Yeah, now if you go to the bhajan, so yes, you might find it is little deviating from the...
Okay.
Since I told you before, it might sound like Ahir Bhairav also, some places wherever okay. Shuddh Ga comes.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Bhajan is a blend of both, some yeah. notes here and there.
Yeah.
But in some places, the flow is like Parameshwari and some places, the flow is like Ahir Bhairav.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll go to the swara part now.
Sure. Bhajan. Yeah, let's start with the first line. Anand is here to join us as yeah. you sing every line.
Jai Jai Sai Ma He Sai Saraswati Ma Samadani Dasa Risani Da Dani Dani Sari Riri Sani Nirisani Da Pama. In the first line itself we have Nida pa. Pa is not there in Parameshwari. But
yes,
we just sing like that.
Na. Yeah. The bhajan has accommodated pa.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Samadha nida sa re sa nida. Dhani dhani sa re 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 sa ni. Ni re sa nida pa ma. Veena vadini ma. Vidyadayini ma Sari zani zani dani da pamare Gamagare garisa. So here Shuddh Ga comes. Ga.
Yes.
Sari zani zani dani da pamare Gama gare gare sa. In the second time, we have a variation. Veena vadini ma Vidyadayini ma Sari zani zani dani da ma mani da vama gare Gama gare gare sa Sare zani zani dani da ma mani da pa ma gare Gama gare gare sa Mukti pradayini ma Shakti pradayini ma Ga 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 ri sa ga ri ri sa ni
re re ma re ga re sa re re ga
ga ga ga, ga re sa ga re ga re sa ni re re ma re ga re sa re re ga.
And in the second time of the same line, you have a very minute variation, just in one note, the same phrase but in one note difference, that's all. So the phrase goes like this.
Mukti pradayini ma.
In the first time it was
Mukti pradayini ma Ri ga ri sa ni.
In the second time
Mukti pradayini ma Ri ga ri sa ni.
First time it is
Re gari.
Second time
Re gari.
So Re is Shuddh and Re is Komal second time.
Okay.
Beautiful way of thinking actually.
Amazing, yes.
Ga 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 Re sa ga Re gari sa ni Re re ma re gari sa
Ga 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 Re sa ga Re gari sa ni Re re ma re ga re sa.
And the next two lines are the same what we discussed before.
Yeah.
So you can refer back to that.
Yeah. So I think with that we've done the swaras for all the lines. Amazing. So Anirudh, are there any more bhajans in this raga? Parameshwari, Ahirbhairava we have many.
Yeah, Ahirbhairava we have many. In Parameshwari I think
Jaya Jaya Shankari Jaya Parameshwari.
Okay.
So I think that is also a mixture of many ragas. I think little bit of Parameshwari comes in that bhajan too.
Okay.
And whereas in Ahirbhairava we have
Nataraja He Tripurari.
Yes.
Bhavanasha Puttaparthi.
So many bhajans.
Yeah. I think there are plenty, as you mentioned in this Chakravakam or
Ahirbhairava. Yeah.
And Parameshwari is relatively not a common raga.
Yeah.
Yes. But I think a mix of both these have made this composition so beautiful. So before we wind up this raga and the tala session, yeah, please tell us about the beat, Anirudh.
The beat of this bhajan is 8 beat, Aditalam regular.
Thank you very much, Anirudh and Anand, for participating in this session.
Thank you, Vishu.
Sairam.
So now that we are done with the lyrics, the tune, the raga and the tala of this bhajan, let us move on to the most vital aspect of bhajan singing, bhava, or the feeling with which we must render any offering to the Lord. And to develop the correct bhava, we must understand the meaning of its every word. So let's start with the first line.
Jai Jai Sai Ma. He Sai Saraswati Ma.
Here Jai means victory. The second word is Sai, where Sa denotes divine and I means mother. Now this word comes up once more in this line, and in this context, divine mother represents the Shakti or the cosmic energy principle that sustains the entire cosmos. Baba says that this cosmic energy principle manifests herself in the form of Durga, Lakshmi and Saraswati. During a discourse in 1988, Swami elaborated on this cosmic energy principle and said, Durga grants us energy, physical, mental and spiritual. Lakshmi bestows on us wealth of many kinds, not just money but intellectual wealth, the wealth of character, the wealth of health and so on. Saraswati bestows on us intelligence, the capacity for intellectual inquiry and the power of discrimination. So a combination of all these three principles is what is Sai, the Divine Mother. The fourth word is Ma, which means mother. And Saraswati, the penultimate word again as we saw, refers to the goddess of all learning, all wisdom and all intellect. She is also the associated deity for all forms of music and art. Swami says Saraswati resides in every being as the faculty of speech. So in this line, we proclaim victory to the Divine Mother, who is the goddess of supreme intellect, supreme wisdom, the fountainhead of all creativity, music and art. Let's move on to the second line.
Veena Vadini Ma Vidya Daini Ma.
Veena is a stringed instrument played mainly in Indian classical music. In fact, there is mention of Veena in the Rig Veda, one of India's most ancient scriptural texts. It is one of those instruments that is deeply associated with the divine, just like the flute is associated with Lord Krishna and the damaru or the small drum is with Lord Shiva. In the same manner, Mother Saraswati is always portrayed playing the Veena. The second word is Vadini, which means to play on. Veena Vadini refers to the one who plays the Veena. Dr. Durjati Murigonda is an illustrious alumnus from Bhagwan School and College. And he had this opportunity of playing Veena in front of Bhagwan even as a student of his school in Prashanthi Nilayam. He joined the Sri Satya Sai High Secondary School in 1982 for his 11th class and later did his bachelor's and his master's in Bhagwan's University in the Prashanthi Nilayam campus. He left the portals of Bhagwan's University in 1989. So during this entire period, 1982 to 1989, he was blessed with this golden opportunity of playing the Veena seated inside the bhajan hall of the Prashanthi Nilayam Mandir as Bhagwan glided amidst the devotees on the sands during his darshan rounds. So literally, he was blessed to provide the background score to Bhagwan's darshan. When he was a young child, he had learned how to play the Veena from his father. But when he began playing in the Prashanthi Nilayam Mandir, Swami told him that his playing was very rough and he advised him to introspect and practice. And later, Swami went to the extent of lovingly and painstakingly teaching him various Carnatic Kritis and guiding him as to how he should render various ragas on the Veena. Swami would go into the minute details of how a raga should be portrayed when he plays it on the Veena. And in this process, Bhagwan would even many times sing different bhajans and kritis and make him follow the tune of these compositions on the Veena. And on one occasion, Swami told him, the Veena is such a beautiful instrument. If you can really play it well, it will sound so sweet. And Durjati literally took Bhagwan's directions very, very seriously, and he was then blessed with this opportunity of playing inside the Prashanthi Nilayam Mandir for several years. In fact, one day, Bhagwan was so pleased, he took the petals of a flower that he was holding and he sweetly threw them on Durjati's Veena. On another occasion, Bhagwan revealed, I played Veena for 8 years, probably referring to an early part of his life. And there are pictures of Swami with having the Veena on his lap. And Swami has used the Veena as an instrument in many of his discourses to convey very important lessons. One, Swami said, just like all the strings on the Veena have to be tuned and played in harmony to produce beautiful music, similarly, the different faiths and different people have to come together to create a harmonious humanity. In another discourse, Swami said, just like the strings on the Veena cannot be too tight or too loose, similarly, our association with this world should not be too deep or too shallow. We should follow the middle path wherein we live in this world and perform all our duties, but at the same time, not get too attached to anything. And Swami used not any other instrument but the Veena to convey these important lessons. It's not the guitar or it is not the sitar. For Bhagwan, it is Veena. That is the divine association that the Lord has with this Vedic instrument. And the term Vidya Daini means she who confers knowledge. So what is Vidya? Swami in Vidya Vahini explains, knowledge of the supreme principle that knows no beginning, the principle that was there before everything and that has no end, that which expands as far as it wills, that which progresses as diverse as it feels, and that
through its fullness fills the universe. Knowledge of that supreme principle is Vidya. That is knowledge, that is wisdom, that is awareness. Baba further added, Vid is the root from which the term Vidya is derived by adding Ya. Ya means what and Vid means light. So that which gives light is Vidya. That is the basic meaning of this word. Vidya is the process of acquiring such knowledge. In fact, Bhagwan also explains further and says that there are two types of Vidya. Bahya Vidya or worldly knowledge and Brahma Vidya, knowledge of the self. And Swami says Bahya Vidya is important. It helps you to provide wherewithal for earning your livelihood. But Brahma Vidya is that which endows every being with the strength to know himself or herself. It lays down the path which leads both to joy in worldly relations as well as bliss in the life beyond. Brahma Vidya, therefore, is far superior to all the Vidyas. And Swami said Brahma Vidya has the divine potency to liberate everyone from bondage. So in this line, Veena Vadini Ma Vidya Dayini Ma, we hail the Divine Mother who plays on the Veena and who instills in us precious knowledge, who bestows on us not just worldly knowledge, but the far superior knowledge of the self. Let's move on to the next line.
Jai Jai Sai Ma, He Sai Saraswati Ma.
This is a repeat of the first line of this bhajan where we proclaim victory to Goddess Sai Saraswati. Let's move on to the fourth line.
Mukti Pradayini Ma, Shakti Pradayini Ma.
Here the first word is Mukti, meaning liberation. There is an interesting anecdote concerned with Bhagwan's visit to Kodaikanal in 2003. One morning, as Baba was speaking to the students inside Sai Shruti, his abode in Kodaikanal, he started elaborating on the pure nature of the Buddha, how he attained enlightenment, and how he exemplified so many sterling virtues. Even as Swami was talking thus, his palm suddenly moved in the air, caught that empty space and immediately closed. And the next instant, when the closed divine fist opened, all the boys could only gasp in awe. Because what Baba was holding now was such a marvelously done miniature Buddha. Buddha red and resplendent. And then Swami asked, "Tell me, what is this little Buddha made of?" And someone said, "Swami, plaster of Paris, Swami, sand, Swami, clay." Bhagwan dismissed all the answers and then he revealed, "This is made up of Lumbini mud, the sacred soil where the Buddha was born." And then Swami went on to narrate the various austerities that Buddha engaged in, the rigorous spiritual disciplines that this Holy One pursued on his path towards Nirvana, enlightenment. And as Baba was explaining thus, at one point he paused and with a sudden firmness Swami said, "Anyone who contemplates on the Buddha can attain moksha or liberation." Now this happened many years ago, but Swami has left us to ponder over this for lifetimes, because who is truly Buddha and what is moksha, what is liberation? Bhagwan himself gives the answer. Swami says Buddha is not a personal name. A Buddha is one who is spiritually enlightened, who is mentally awakened and who has realized the supreme truth. He is one who practices unity of thought, word and action. His heart is ever full of compassion and love. Such a person is Buddha. And then Swami went on to clearly clarify all doubts about liberation. He said, "People have strange ideas about liberation, imagining that it involves going to heaven and having eternal existence in heaven. That is not the real meaning of liberation. It truly means achieving selfless love that is constant, that is unabating, and that is total. This is the state that one must seek to attain. It is only when this state is reached that one can be truly liberated. And Swami went on to add, in the name of liberation, seekers are resorting to all sorts of spiritual paths. All such exercises can at best confer temporary satisfaction. The path of pure love alone can truly get you there and confer permanent bliss. The path of pure love alone is the path to liberation. And then there was this another occasion when Bhagwan also stressed that bhajan singing is one sure shot way of attaining mukti or liberation. And Swami said, liberation is not a 5-star hotel or a deluxe tourist home. It is just the awareness of your reality and the rejection of all that is contrary. You can recognize yourself quickly and clearly by singing the glory of God. Sing from the heart, conscious of the layers of meaning that each word has. This is a sure way to have God firmly installed in the throne of your hearts. This will redeem your lives. So whether we understand anything else or not, if we believe and if we feel every word that we are singing during bhajans, we are on our path to liberation. Moving on, the second and the fifth word is Pradayini, which means she who confers. The fourth word is Shakti, and it means power or energy. Bhagwan explains that Shakti is all-pervasive, omnipotent, as well as all-comprehensive. It can be contacted everywhere in outer nature or inner consciousness. One beautiful explanation about Shakti that Bhagwan gave in a discourse in 1980 is, Swami said, man has in him three springs of Shakti or strength which he can draw upon. One is physical, that is avidya. The second is spiritual, that is apara. And the third is divine or para. Swami went on to explain and said, from the conviction that man has a body, one can draw upon one's physical strength, and that is avidya shakti, that is the strength of believing that you are the body, and that is avidya shakti. The second stage is to know that you are an individualized soul or a jivi. You are not just the body, but you are the body, mind and soul. Then you can draw upon spiritual strength, and that is apara shakti. Finally, when man becomes one with the overself and earns the awareness of the unity with God, then he can draw upon the universal eternal power or the Brahman itself, and that is Parashakti, that is the all-pervasive divine energy. So these are the three forms of Shakti, the energy that we can tap to bolster ourselves on our path towards liberation. In fact, giving us a simpler way, one Swami said, ask for bhakti, devotion, that is enough. Then I will give you Shakti, that is energy. I will give you Mukti, that is liberation. Swami said, just have Bhakti, devotion. Then the rest will be taken care of by the Divine. From Bhakti, God will give you Shakti and Mukti. So in this line, Mukti Pradayinima, Shakti Pradayinima, we salute the Divine Mother who confers on us that supreme state of oneness with the divine, liberation. She is the one who fills our hearts with pure and selfless love, which in turn energizes us to carry out those tasks which make us immortal. Let's move on to the last line.
Veena Vadinima Vidyadayinima.
This too is a repeat of an earlier line of this bhajan, where we hail the mother as the one who plays on the veena and the one who bestows on us supreme knowledge. And with that, dear listeners, we have understood the meaning of every word of this bhajan, at least to some extent. And now, as we move on in this program, please picturize the Divine Mother in your mind's eye and let us sing this bhajan once again along with the students of Baba's University in the Prashant Nilayam Mandir.
Jai Jai Sai Ma, He Sai Saraswati Ma.
Yeah.
Jai Sai Ma. He Sai Saraswati Ma.
And now in the last part of this program, here is an excerpt of a conversation with Dr. Sonam Gyamso, a former student of Baba's University who was blessed to sing in the Divine Presence right from 1978.
I just want to share with you a beautiful experience that I had way back in 1984. That was a time when Swami had just picked me up and he told me that, hey, you are all the time singing about the motherly aspect. But then when you say Radha, when you talk about the Parvati, it evokes sometimes, Swami said, among the people sitting outside, some of them, they think of their own Radhas and Parvatis instead of the Mother Goddess. So why do you tantalize them? Why don't you just sing on Krishna or Rama or Shiva? So it suddenly became a rule there that none of us we were allowed to sing Radha Krishna, and there had to be so many changes in the permutations in the bhajans, you know.
So maybe Radha Krishna's became Sai Krishna's.
It had to become Sai Krishna. So we had to make all those changes and be very careful. Then the first mistake that I committed, I thought, hey Vishwanath, hey, it's just Vishwanath. And there was no hidden mother aspect there. Hey Vishwanath, Gauri Nath I had forgotten. And the moment I sang that, Swami just walked, came inside the bhajan hall. And he said, yesterday I gave my commandment, you are not taking it seriously. You know, how could you sing Gauri Nath? So that was the time. Now this was the fourth day of the Navaratri.
And this is interesting, this is happening during Navaratri.
During Navaratri. And it had started long time back. But then it went on through, and we were going through the Navaratri celebrations on the fourth day, very casually, Vijay Sai.
Yes.
You remember that wonderful singer,
yes.
And Swami would lovingly call him M.S. Sovalakshmi, and so
yes.
many names he had, so many
yes.
appellatives. Now this guy, he told me, Sonam, you should sing a song on the mother. And I was thinking of singing Jagato Dharini Mata Durga. And Swami came and sat on the throne. And then all of a sudden I forgot, I was totally blank about what I was supposed to sing, what I had thought of singing. And then what came from my mouth at that time was the other bhajan, and another, completely another bhajan, Durga Bhavani Ma.
You had sung that before?
I had sung that before, but then I had thought of singing Jagato Dharini Mata Durga, and I was 100% sure that I would sing that bhajan. And then there I was totally blank, and instead of that bhajan I started singing Durga Bhavani Ma. When I just started the bhajan, the first line, and I would close my eyes and sing, because that was the time there was a good chance that Swami might look at you.
Yes.
And then,
especially when you start, he won't see who is singing.
Especially when you start. And when your eyes closed, and Swami would be intently looking at you. And when you would open your eyes and look at him, then he would look elsewhere.
Yes.
So I had closed my eyes, I was singing the bhajan, and I felt some commotion around me. So I was a little bit perturbed, and I looked around and everybody was laughing. And when I looked at Swami, Swami had made a gesture that this man has gone completely mad. So he was just using his index finger. And then, you know, it was a gesture that I had completely gone mad.
They're showing his index finger on his head and, you know, rotating.
And rotating.
Yeah, to show that he's gone off.
Yeah, he's gone out of his mind. So when that happened, I was totally flustered. But then the only way out was to close my eyes and then continue the bhajan. On the second line of the bhajan, there was a bigger ripple of laughter all around me.
Mm-hmm.
So I just opened my eyes, and at that time when I looked at Bhagwan, Swami was looking at me intently, and his face was flushed, and then his eyes were the eyes of compassion. I have never seen Bhagwan like that in my life. And then all of a sudden, I was on the Kali Kapalini Ma, mind you,
mm-hmm.
Jai Jai Sai Ma. And his hair, you know, fell on his shoulder like a lock, silken hair locks, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then his lips were so red. His face, everything remained the same. But the lips were like, you know, it was so red.
You saw the transformation in Bhagwan's
face. The entire transformation, his complexion, everything so silken, so beautiful, and looking at me and smiling. And that captivated me like anything. Even when I think of that moment today, I feel so much in bliss. For one whole week after that, I just went and shared this with my Didi. And then for one whole week, I didn't feel like talking to anyone. I was totally captivated.
So that was a small excerpt of a conversation with Dr. Sonam Gyamso, an alumnus of Bhagwan's University, who has been blessed to compose several bhajans inspired by Bhagwan and who is very active in disseminating the Sai Bhajan movement all across India and elsewhere. So with this, we have reached the end of the present episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. We do hope you enjoyed it. Please do send us your feedback or suggestions or any requests that you want for us to take up in this Bhajan Classroom. You can write to listener@radiosai.org. The audio engineers for this program are Sunil and Abhishek. The background score was done by another alumnus from Chennai, T.S. Ramakrishnan. As always, we offer this humble endeavor at the lotus feet of our most merciful beloved Bhagwan.